Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the July 30th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by Reverend Patricia Berger.
You may stand in body or soul for the call to worship. Let all creation sing with gladness. Come and abide with the one who formed us.
Make a joyful noise for our Creator.
Give thanks and praise and bless God's name.
Make a joyful noise for our Creator.
Next is the hymn, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
First scripture lesson today is from Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 through 28a. I'm reading from the Message because when I read it in the New Standard Revised Vision version, I didn't understand part of it. So this one I understand. Laban said, "Just because you're my nephew, you shouldn't work for me for nothing. Tell me what you want to be paid. What's a fair wage? Now Laban had two daughters. Leah was the older and Rachel the younger. Leah had nice eyes, but Rachel was stunningly beautiful. And it was Rachel that Jacob loved. So Jacob answered, I've worked for you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel. It is far better, said Laban, that I give her to you than marry her to some outsider. Yes, stay here with me. So Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel, but it only seemed like a few days he loved her so much. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife. I've completed what we agreed I'd do. I'm ready to consummate my marriage. Laban invited everyone around and threw a big feast. At evening, though, he got his daughter Leah and brought her to the marriage bed, and Jacob slept with her. Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as her maid. Morning came. There was Leah in the marriage bed. Jacob confronted Laban. What have you done to me? Didn't I work all this time for the hand of Rachel? Why did you cheat me? We don't do it that way in our country, said Laban. We don't marry off the younger daughter before the older. Enjoy your week of honeymoon, and then we'll give you the other one also, but it will cost you another 7 years of work. Jacob agreed. When he completed the honeymoon week, Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
That someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who's been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of the household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have you understood all this? Jesus asked his disciples. They answered, yes. That was pretty bold of them, don't you think? Maybe it was one of those situations where the disciples all kind of looked at each other and thought about how Jesus had been teaching them for all of these chapters and days now, then pulled their shoulders back, held their breath, and with all of the courage they could muster, said, yes, hoping against hope that somehow it would turn out to be true. I've done that. David Lowe's writes, law and gospel is all about naming reality. It's about telling the truth twice. First, we hear the difficult truth of our brokenness, our fears, and our sins. And then we hear the good and gracious news about God's response to our condition for Christ's sake, no matter what. So, to our reading today from Genesis. This is a strange story to our ears, and one that shows both human brokenness and God's grace. It's clearly from a time long ago and far away where society was very different from what we know now. Jacob has asked Laban if he might have Laban's younger daughter in marriage. And Laban says, and Jacob says, I'll work for you for 7 years. Well, so okay, that would work. So he worked for 7 years. I know how old I'll be in 7 years, holy cow. He worked for 7 years and then he went to Laban and he says, okay, I've done my 7 years, it's time for a wedding. And the wedding happened at night, so it was dark. And instead of receiving the woman he thought he was receiving in marriage, he received the older daughter. So he went to Laban and he says, what's up with this? And Laban says, well, in our culture, the oldest daughter gets married first. Laban said, okay, I'll work for you for 7 more years if I can then have Leah, which he did. Mercy, 7 more years. And Laban was an honorable man. He gave him the second daughter also. And God can bring good for the kingdom out of such as this? How are we to understand this? Indeed, God can and does. In a time when women were considered to be property, not people, God used 2 wives and 2 maids. He gave a maid with each daughter to give birth to the 12 tribes that are eventually Israel. There are times when God's people seem to give up on God, but God never, ever, ever gives up on God's people. The disciples no doubt knew this story, and perhaps it's part of what they're beginning to understand. They've had their brokenness named, and that of all those around them, but is that the end? Jesus constructs these parables that we just heard, hoping that the disciples, and disciples always, might begin to ponder God's reign, and perhaps even to seek it and perhaps even to seek it above all else. No, Jesus tells them, their brokenness is not the end. It's simply the beginning. And the beginning is so very small compared with what God has in mind for them. God will start every time with who they are and bring out of that growth for the kingdom. Think about the mustard seed. Now, some of y'all probably even know what a mustard seed looks like. I don't happen to be one of those. But it says in the good book that it's very small, so I'll take that for granted. So he planted a mustard seed, and it grew to a very large bush. One of the commentators said that it likely isn't hefty enough to hold nests for most birds, but for maybe some little birds. Still, from a very small seed grows a large bush. Or think about yeast. And I do know a tiny bit about yeast. Imagine bread without yeast. Pretty much we're talking flour and water. Flour and water until one puts in the yeast and the yeast does its work. And then Jesus told them about a treasure that a man found in a field. He buried it again, went out, bought that field. He's had to sell everything he owned, but he went back and the treasure was still there. He found the treasure. Or the very fine pearl that the man was looking for pearls, and he found one that was much more valuable than all the rest. So he went and sold everything he had in order that he could buy that pearl. Jesus started this time with his disciples talking about small things. He moved to talking about ordinary people to whom big things happened. There was joy in these parables. There was excitement, and right things happened. Think about the disciples hearing these stories. Think about other ordinary people hearing them, like us. Think about the extraordinary, ordinary people who are this Plymouth Church. Your energies for and in this community and the world and the kingdom, you all do wonderful things. Justo Gonzalez, in his commentary on Matthew, asks his readers to take it all a step or a very few steps further in the parable. The people were giving up everything for something else of great value. Say, for instance, the kingdom. What, Dr. Gonzalez asks, what might we still give up in order to grow closer to the kingdom? God can start with not so much, like disciples who had been fisher people or tax collectors or any of the one of us, and bring about God's great and glorious divine kingdom. I'm sure that I've shared with you before one of my favorite Henry Nouwen quotes, and I'm going to share it again today because it fits and because I like it. Dr. Nouwen writes, "Ours is the God who says to us, 'I have called you by name from the very beginning. You are mine and I am yours. You are my beloved. On you my favor rests. I have molded you in the depths of the earth and knitted you together in your mother's wombs. I have carved you in the palms of my hands and hidden you in the shadow of my embrace. I look at you with infinite tenderness and care for you with a care more intimate than that of a mother for her child. I've counted every hair on your head and guided you at every step. Wherever you go, I go with you, and wherever you rest, I keep watch. I will give you food that will satisfy all your hunger, and drink that will quench all your thirst. I will not hide my face from you. You know me as your own, as I know you as my own. You belong to me. I am your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your lover, and your spouse, yes, even your child. Wherever you are, I will be. Nothing will ever separate us. We are one. We don't need to bring God's kingdom. The kingdom is here. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of you. We thank you for all that you help us with every day of our lives as we become closer to being the ones you need for us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Seek Ye First.
Say when we pray together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Next is the hymn, Thine is the Glory.
Thank you.
Now go out into the world knowing that you are God's and God is with you, doing what we can, sharing what we can to help someone who needs their life made a bit easier, and knowing that we are held in holy hands with a love that will not let us go. Amen.